This is Janet Spencer, Trivia Queen, with a trivia quiz for you. Can you answer today's quick and quirky question about tales from our time and how things came to be? Today's question is about a sauce. Off the coast of Louisiana, there's a place called Avery Island. A family named McKinney owned the island and ran the nation's first successful salt mine there. In 1862, in the middle of the Civil War, Union troops invaded the area. The troops needed salt to preserve their meat and soon overtook the island. Mr. McKinney took his family and fled to Texas. When he returned after the war, he found the salt factory and his plantation ruined. All that was left was a crop of hot peppers, which the soldiers had no taste for. The peppers were particularly hot because the soil was so salty. McKinney was determined to turn the peppers into profit and began experimenting. He devised a new sauce using his own peppers combined with the island's salt along with vinegar and spices. After pouring it into empty cologne bottles, he sent off samples to wholesalers. In 1868, he sold 350 bottles of his sauce. In 1870, he sold 1,000. 2 years later, demand was so great that he had to open a London branch. Today, McKinney's factories on Avery Island produce 200,000 to 300,000 bottles of this sauce each and every day, as well as 1.5 million tons of salt annually. What is this sauce called? I'll be back in a moment with the answer. The sauce that McKinney made is called Tabasco.